KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. 81 this afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again, tonight, lows around 60. Daytime highs approaching 92. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Temperatures above average, Friday and Saturday, with highs in the upper 80s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 70.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Law enforcement authorities are investigating two juveniles for an alleged threat to a Kansas middle school. Just after noon yesterday, the Shawnee County Emergency Communications Center received a 911 call from an individual at Washburn Rural Middle School in Topeka that referenced a bomb and bringing a gun to school. Multiple law enforcement officers and canine units from the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office and Topeka Police Department immediately responded. Through investigation, it was determined that two 12-year-old boys were responsible for the call and the statements made to an emergency dispatcher. Investigators were able to determine that there was no active threat to Washburn Rural students or the general public. This matter will continue to be investigated by the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office and then forwarded to the Shawnee County District Attorney for review. One person was injured following a single vehicle accident that occurred Sunday afternoon on North Brookfield Road in Saline County. On Sunday, approximately 3:22 p.m., Cadence Half Hill, age 17 of Ellsworth, was traveling southbound in the 2800 block of North Brookfield Road when the tire of her 1997 Ford Explorer dropped off the edge of the roadway, causing her to swerve. She tried to come back onto the road, but overcorrected and ended up swerving back to the right again, said Saline County Sheriff Solden. The vehicle began to roll, and it rolled down through a ditch out into the pasture, taking out a fence and a tree. Solden said Half Hill did sustain injuries to her arm and one of her legs broke during the accident. She was transported to Salina Regional Health Center by Salina EMS. She was in a place where the vehicle couldn't be seen from the road, so she had to crawl up to be seen by someone on the road. And Solden said the driver of a passing vehicle saw Half Hill and stopped to call 911. Couple of job openings to tell you about. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service grain accounting position in their Beloit office. This full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. And they're an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 738-0763 or email Julie, that's julie.harrison@cvacoop.com, or send resume to Agmark LLC, attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Want to start a new career as an employee owner? Osborne Industries in Osborne is now hiring in all production areas, including molding and machine operators, finishing and assembly operators, maintenance, and more. Osborne Industries is 100% employee owned, providing a one-of-a-kind wealth-building opportunity for employee owners to earn company stock at no cost. Other fantastic benefits include new starting wages, six-week review and raise, single and family health insurance, attendance and profit-sharing bonus programs, and more. View complete job descriptions and apply online at osborne-ind.com/career. Or apply in person at 120 North Industrial Avenue and join Osborne's growing group of employee owners. Osborne Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Want to swing dance? You can join swing dance classes for Wednesday nights in September. It'll be from 7 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday evenings at the Beloit City Municipal Building, 119 North Hersey. Cost is just $10 per couple. Learn how to swing dance. And you can contact the instructor, Terry, at 427-6507 or Tyler of Beloit Parks and Rec at 738-3551 to sign up for that swing dance class there in Beloit on Wednesday nights in September. A celebration of life for Ken Pizza Piazza will be held on Thursday, September 7th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Down Under located at 121 West Court Street in Beloit. Join them as they remember a man who dedicated his life to working with kids as a teacher and coach and who lived life to the fullest. And there's a two-lady scramble to Downs Golf Club this Sunday, September 10th, 9 a.m. shotgun start. $60 per team. Includes lunch, pin prizes, mulligans, and skins. To register, contact Mandy at 545-6269 or Joyce at 545-5621. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
In the dirt, Santos has one wild pitch. Was that a balk? Like a balk off.
For the second time this season, the Royals went on a balk off, beating the White Sox 7-6, coming back from a six-run deficit. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports, the recap of Tuesday's events in the area. The Kansas City Chiefs have an injury that could affect them on Thursday, and the U.S. Open quarterfinals in tennis, all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school volleyball from Tuesday in the area. The Beloit Lady Trojans go 2-0 at Red Cloud in the triangular. They beat Red Cloud 25-11 and 25-17. They beat Republic County 25-10 and 25-4. Lady Trojans now 7-2 on the season. Lakeside went 2-0 at Southern Cloud, beating the host Southern Cloud 25-19 and 25-13. Beating Tescott in 3, 24-26, 25-16 and 25-12. Rock Hills triangular, it was Osborne over Rock Hills 26-24, 25-11. Osborne beat Thunder Ridge in 3, 25-21, 22-25. 25-20, and Rock Hills over Thunder Ridge in 3, 17-25, 26-24, and 25-22. St. John's Tipton beat Pike Valley in a best of 5, 25-7, 25-8, 25-9. St. John's Tipton now 5-0 in the season. The Lincoln Triangular, Lincoln beat Natoma in 2. Natoma losing to Sylvan Lucas in 2, 25-6 and 25-13, and Sylvan Lucas over Lincoln in 2, 25-11 and 25-19. Letty Mustangs of Sylvan Lucas now 4-0 on the season, and Smith Center moved to 4-0 as they went 2-0 to MCL Triangular in Hockey. Hoxie, beating Hoxie 25-23, 25-12, and beating Hill City 25-7 and 25-8. Also, Concordia swept Marysville in volleyball, winning the first match in 2, the second in 3. You can find full scores at ncksports.com. High school football locker room chats coming up tonight around 5:15 on KD Country 94. We'll talk with the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Again, that'll be this evening. You can also catch them online at KDCountry94.com. If you ever miss them, our locker room chat podcast is also at the website, KDCountry94.com. Well, I said at the beginning of this sportscast, the Royals picked up their second win this season on a balk-off, beating the White Sox 7-6 at Kauffman Stadium Tuesday night. After just three innings, the White Sox led 6-0, scoring 5 in the second, another in the third. Royals chipped away, getting within 6-4 by the fifth, including solo homers by Nelson Velasquez, Michael Massey, and MJ Melendez. Massey drove in a run in the sixth to cut the lead to 1. Then the Royals got things going in the ninth. Bobby Witt Jr. had an RBI double to score Dyron Blanco to tie the game at 6, and Michael Garcia on at 3rd. A balk by White Sox reliever Gregory Santos gave the Royals the win. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on the second balk-off win of the season.
Prior to this year, I can only remember it 2 other times total, so definitely not in the same seasons. We had a feeling you're going to walk MJ. Ollie was struggling to get his stuff on, so he's barely in the box, and then that led to them not being ready, so worked to our advantage, even though it could have gone the other way. I didn't see the third base umpire call it, so I was coming out to say something to the home plate umpire because he didn't call it, so I was... Then Hoove was grabbing me and telling me that they called it from third.
Royals are now 44-96, while the White Sox move to 53-86. The two teams meet again tonight at 6:40 in KC. Across the parking lot, the Chiefs are getting ready for their season opener on Thursday night against the Lions. Chiefs got a scare Tuesday when tight end Travis Kelce went down with a hyperextended knee. After testing, it appears that Kelsey didn't tear any ligaments in the knee and has inflammation. His availability is still in question for Thursday night's opener. Fans can catch the game on Z96.3 Through the Lake. Pregame at 6 o'clock, kickoff 7:20. We'll have more of a preview on Thursday's Sports Ticket. Another local football note, after their 45-0 win over Southeast Missouri on Saturday, K-State moved up to number 15 in both the AP and Coach's Top 25 polls Tuesday. For more on K-State football, catch the Sports Ticket this morning. We'll be joined by John Kurtz, who follows K-State with the KC Sports Network. Kurtz will join us around 9:30 on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Finally, in sports, the U.S. Open quarterfinals began on Tuesday in tennis. On the women's side, 6-seed Coco Gauff cruised to a 6-0-6-2 win over Yelena Ostapenko. Carolina Muchova also advanced to the semis. In the men's singles, number 2 Novak Djokovic rolled to a straight set win over 9-seeded American Taylor Fritz, while unseeded Ben Shelton won an All-American quarterfinal over number 10 Francis Tiafoe in four sets Tuesday night. Two more quarterfinal matches on each side today at Flushing Meadows. Full results can be found at usopen.org. That's a look at sports on your sports leader, North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94, Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.